My name is Jim Roberts. Being an unknown architect at the time, my aims in life would have been to design a cathedral, but that was tied up with wonderful to have a yacht and all sorts of other things in the future. So I saw the competition for the cathedral advertised when I was just starting up, had a little bed sitting room for an office. That was the sort of calibre of the experience I'd got. But I believe we were given over 12 months to think about it, do research and put schemes in. It was a wonderful opportunity for me to have a go at a cathedral. I presented 8 drawings. They were about 6 foot long and about 4 foot 6 high, with pen and ink. And you had to first of all draw in pencil, then you had lots of rubbers, and then when you wanted to ink, you had razor blades and scratching out. And it was a very long and tedious business. I'm not sure whether architects these days can draw even. With my scheme, the ruins would have been obliterated, because you'd have kept the tower and spire, but to glue the new building onto it, it meant the whole of the ruins would have been decimated. And so Coventry would have lost a great deal from history. The rules of the competition were to, they were specifically asked to associate the new scheme with the existing tower and spire. Basil Spence had the ability to provide the right answer for Coventry. As far as I was concerned, it was a total conservation of the instructions the competitors were all given. I have to congratulate the Diocesan Council that they saw the right answer. They saw a different answer, and Basil Spence was the winner by however way you looked at it. And I think mine wasn't the right answer. It would have been totally inappropriate to have won the competition, and I'd have been sad if I had, I think. At a later stage, I won the competition for the Birmingham's Inner Ring Road. And I went on then to design this circular building, 22-storey building. I called it the Rotunda. So, rather like Basil Spence with Coventry Cathedral, that started him off. Coventry Cathedral didn't start me off, but it was part of the foundations put in for my practice, which, by God, I learned a lot from doing it.